November 20th, The Not So Easy Way. Have you known someone who was always looking for the easy way through life, who only ever wanted a free ride? This person may be immensely gifted, clever, or talented, but they're only willing to go as far as minimum effort will carry them. Maybe you're rolling your eyes at the thought, but is it possible we are like this person? Well, here's a test. What does Christianity mean to you? Does it represent a lifelong journey of self-sacrifice and sanctification? Or is it simply an easy way to resolve all your problems? Dick thought Christianity was his fix-all ticket, until he learned what transformation really looks like. He's here to share with us his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
Even as a boy, I longed for acceptance, and I found it in playing basketball. The other avenue was alcohol at parties. After graduation, I chose a college far from home without realizing that it was a Christian school. I made the basketball team and stayed there 2 years. Many of the students were quietly assured, and I decided faith in Christ would solve all my problems. So, one night, I prayed as I'd been told and then waited about 6 months. When my problems didn't go away, well, I went back to drinking. One night, after a day of drinking with friends, I was hanging on to the back of a car that was backing up when I slipped and fell under it. The car ran over me and pinned me to the ground with my right leg wound around the muffler. By the time they freed me and dragged me off the road, the muffler had burned a hole in my leg. Doctors thought I was dead when I reached the hospital. I promised the Lord if he would let me play basketball again, I'd use my skill for his glory. Gangrene set in, but the doctor saved my leg, and I recovered enough to enroll in a Christian college closer to home where I played basketball, but mostly for my own glory. I felt so guilty about my failure to glorify God that I quit the team. I stopped drinking when I got married, and slowly, as I yielded my will to God, he made me a new person. A few years later, I heard about a ministry of Christian athletes who give basketball exhibitions overseas and also give their testimonies. And through that ministry, God called me to be a missionary. What a change he made in my life.
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Friend, our faith is not a card we draw in order to live a stress-free life. The work God desires to do in our lives can be lengthy, arduous, and, well, even painful. When we choose to follow Christ, we're allowing him to prune the deepest parts of our heart. And he'll do whatever it takes for this work of transformation. But it's good, and it's for our good. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled Daily Devotionals are built on true life accounts and help us ponder the application of Scripture to our lives. Each devotional tells a dramatic testimony of transformation of a real person while addressing a relatable issue of the human condition. A key Bible verse is provided so you can dig deeper into its specific intent and what it means for our lives in these Unshackled Daily Devotionals. Unshackled Daily Devotionals are produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission.